I'd like to maybe share a little bit of the story of what we've experienced over the last few weeks. I was doing all right till now.
So make sure you tell it right.
I would say this. I've gotten to spend more time with my wife this last few weeks than we've ever spent together. And I have to say, I like it. And it's been a wonderful experience. And I would say, if it weren't for the prayers of the people of God, I wouldn't be here. And I know the Lord. He's been very gracious, and people have asked, did I fall in the shower? And they said, were you naked? Well, if I'd been in the shower, I'd have been naked, but other people said I fell on the ceramic, putting the ceramic towel down and lost my balance and hit my head. But on February the 18th, I got sick with the flu, and I passed out, and I fell right on my face. And contrary to what I should have done, as my granddaughter Bailey said, you need to go to the emergency room, Grandpa. And I thought, well, I've got a concussion. There's really nothing they could do. But 6 weeks later, on I think it was the 30th or the 29th, it was on a Sunday, I preached. I probably shouldn't even have been here, and Sue knows that. And I was dragging my foot, and I didn't think the message made any sense. And on Monday, I came to work. I always try to come to work 6 o'clock or earlier so I can get stuff done. But at 9:30, I told Betty, I said, I got to go home. I can't take this anymore. And I stayed in bed Monday. I stayed in bed Tuesday, and Diane had a massage on Wednesday morning. And I thought, I got to get up and get to moving, so I took a shower. Well, I couldn't dress myself, couldn't get my socks on. So when she came home, I was sitting on the couch, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I need you to help me to get dressed. So I said, I need you to...
He said, will you help me get my socks on? I said, well, you better get your pants on first.
Some things I'm not sharing, you know.
We didn't do the socks.
I wouldn't have cared at that point if I'd had pants on or not. I need to go to the hospital. But through this whole ordeal, it's been amazing how the Lord worked this out. And when we got to the hospital at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, there was nobody there. I mean, I've been visiting that hospital for over 40 years, and There was nobody there. And so they took us in, and they sent me right down and got a CT scan. That was at 11. At 12 o'clock, they already had the paperwork filled out to lifeline me to Fort Wayne, but they couldn't do that because the weather was bad. So at 12:30, I left in an ambulance to go to Lutheran. And we didn't register to us how serious this was at the time. And the young gal, Peyton Harness, is a registered nurse. She's one of the Harness family, the musical family. And she came up and hugged Diane. She said, I am so sorry. Well, that still didn't register to us. And they took me to Fort Wayne, and I don't even remember them unloading me out of the ambulance. And I do remember Sherry Presnell's granddaughter. She works in the emergency room. I remember Sydney coming up and talking to us for a minute, but that's all I remembered. Well, when we got up to the room, we hit it very fortunate again, because there was a traveling surgeon, an Asian lady, was there, just happened to be in town by coincidence. And well, she came in, and she said, we're going to do surgery tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And she said, we'll drill one hole in your head, and She said, if that's not enough, we'll drill another one. Well, we were under the assumption, well, they came in on Thursday at 12:30 and took me for surgery. I got to go early. Well, when I got back, we never thought anything about it. There was a small, thin bandage across the top of my head. We just believed there were two little holes. So
there was a circle right in the middle with two dots, and we thought, well, that must be where the hole is. Why the big bandage?
So when the lady came in to take the bandage off and put staples in, she made Diane leave because I had a drain ball sticking out of my skull in the back. And I've had lots of support through all this. Troy said they had to cut my head because the drill went dull when they tried to drill. I have lots of friends in this church, and when they took the drain ball out and the lady said, I'm going to staple your head. Well, I never thought anything about that either. And when Diane got to come back in, she said, my word, your head is cut from the front to the back. And there was 21 staples. And I had to lay 2.5 days on my back with a full face oxygen mask, and that's supposed to force the oxygen out of the, when they open your brain up, that the oxygen gets in there and they have to get that out, plus the blood. So I laid like that, and I'll never forget, on the Tuesday morning, they'd moved me down to a regular room, and the guy from the trauma team came down and talked to us, because we had a surgery on Thursday, we had another one on Friday, and the guy came down to the room, and I told the guy, I said, you guys are miracle workers. And he said, well, he said, they don't always come out like yours did. And the head nurse came in when we first got to the fourth floor, and she said, oh, you're the Easter miracle. And the word must have traveled through the hospital, but I would say my wife has been very faithful. And when we went to the lake and stayed a few days, so she said, so I could get some rest. And I would ask her every day, I said, can we go somewhere? And she said, you don't need to go anywhere. And finally on Saturday, she took me a ride in the car. I can't drive, I can't do anything. So I'm at her mercy. I told her, I said, I'm like the family pet. When the car starts up, I'm out there ready to get in. So but I appreciate the prayers of the people, and this has been just a little bit slower than I thought it would be. I was hoping that I could preach last Sunday, but there's only a couple of things that I'm having to deal with. I don't have any side effects. My balance is good. I can bend over, and I don't have any problem with my hands, especially on the right side. But the lady said when she opened my brain up, my brain, there was so much blood, it was pushed over to the left side of my head. And it's a wonder that didn't kill me, have a massive stroke. But she said as soon as they cut the hole in my head and cut through the membrane and relieved the pressure, she said you could see the brain moving back to where it was supposed to be. So it's been an experience. That the only two side effects that I have, and if I get up to preach a message and this happens, I want you to laugh. When I get really tired, I can't talk plain. I don't. But Sherry Harris tells me that's normal for brain surgery, and me too. Yeah. So you have anything you want to share?
We just see God working through the whole thing. The morning that happened, I called Jeff, who was in Kentucky, and I was just crying. And then I called Tim, and Tim lives in Kokomo. I thought, well, he's quicker, because I knew I couldn't drive to Fort Wayne. But Tim happened to be home that day because he was getting a new big TV, and they were delivering it. So that just worked out where Tim could come and go with me to the hospital. And then this doctor that Tom talked about, she was amazing. She would put the CT scans up and explain everything. She was supposed to fly out on Easter Sunday to Seattle because she travels all over the country. And she stayed an extra day so she could take the staples out and make sure Tom was okay. And then we got to see her on, because she's just in and out all the time. But on the follow-up visit, we got to see her again, and she just kept telling Tom how amazing he looked. And
I've never heard that before, you know.
I have pictures of him in the hospital, and I wanted to call him Bob because he looked like his dad. You know, when his dad was sick, and so we're just so thankful. I would spend probably 2 hours on those first few mornings just answering texts for people I didn't even know, just knowing, and I didn't care who they were as long as I knew they were praying. And I know you were praying too. But there was, we just say ignorance is bliss because we didn't have any idea what we were in for and what we were going through. But there was just, when you hear, you know, the peace that passes all understanding, we had that peace. And knowing that we were in a win-win situation. But we're glad we came out on this side.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to pray, and then we're going to party. Is that all right? Let's pray together.